spoke up and said,
"Wait, Jimmy."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wait, Jimmy."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, "Give up!
Give up!
Give up!
Give up! Give up!
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero comes to you live from Max 910 in Portland, Oregon, and heard on KSLM 1390 in Salem. You can listen to us online by going to www.clydelewis.com. Click on one of the lines that are available for you to get the download and to listen to this feed tonight. We're broadcasting, thanks to OmniSound, out of Miami, Florida, into several places, 103 power FMs, low power FMs across the country, and also shortwave radio are being heard there in some locales. By the way, if you want to call us tonight, the number is to call 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Tonight also, we're inviting you to come into the Ground Zero chat. That's gzchat.omnisound.us. That's gzchat.omnisound.us. We'd like to see you in chat room tonight because we are all in there, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people rallied together to get into chat, get online, and listen to the show. And thank all those that are participating tonight. I'd like to thank Nick, who came in tonight to be in with for Bill, and Bill's helping out as well. Sarah, who's getting the feed going on. A big show planned for tonight, and a lot of stuff to get to. That is why tonight on the program it's exciting, because usually we bring David John Oates on the program at the end of the year and in the middle of the year. And the reason why is because there are so many things that happened between the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, and the end. The end is the year in reverse, but we go midway through the year. We're already at the six-month mark. We are in June. We're at the six-month mark, and with the six-month mark comes more reversals and more interesting things to talk about. And with Ronald Reagan passing away, I'm sure that David John Oates has a few Ronald Reagan reversals that he wants to share with us tonight. But first, we're going to bring David John Oates
all the way from Australia. David, welcome to Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. How are you?
Good to have you back on the program. How you been?
I've been doing very well, been working very hard, traveling all over Australia, lecturing and teaching, and got a lot of correspondent students from all over the world. So I've been keeping myself very, very, very busy. Been finding some latest reversals on Kerry and some on Bush.
I put them on the phone line. So
you've been doing the candidates to see what they're really saying.
Uh-huh.
Now let's go back a little bit. Every time it has to be a formality, because there are a lot of people who, whenever you talk about reverse speech, their eyebrows raise, their ears perk up, they're interested in it, but they don't know exactly why reverse speech is so important. The idea of listening to gibberish and then hearing messages both backwards and forwards seem to be a strange little hobby or a strange little thing, but it's really a science, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people first heard about reverse speech back in the days of backmasking in music, and that's why it's got some of its unusual reputation. Clyde, look, I'm sorry, I'm hearing studio chatter in my headphone that's making it really difficult. Chat.
You're hearing studio chatter.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you hearing echo, or what are you hearing?
No, it's gone now.
Okay, good. It's gone. Thanks. Fantastic.
Sorry, I was trying to talk over someone talking. yeah, so as I was saying, I began research into this 20 years ago now, and my initial research was to look in this message in rock and roll and to discount the whole thing. Not only did I find these backward meshes in rock and roll, but I began to find a normal human speech, and so thus began a search on my part to determine, you know, what these backward messages are and was there any truth or meaning to it. And in 1987 I wrote my theory of reverse speech to speech complementarity, and the theory basically states that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. This is a natural function of the human mind, and all of us are creating speech in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forwards from the conscious and the other is backwards from the unconscious. So the theory itself is based in scientific fact. There's nothing paranormal or supernatural about the phenomenon. It is simply another form of language. All of us are creating our speech in such a way that we're delivering two messages, one forwards and one in reverse.
So I guess you could call this a a dyslexic dialect. pretty much the idea that, you know, you speak forward and at the same time speak backward. Now, I have mentioned many times that it makes a lot of sense that this is so, and the reason why is because a lot of people, if they were paying attention in their biology classes, know that when the eyes focus on anything, the projection, and when the light hits the eye, it sends the image in reverse to the brain, and then the brain brings it to the obverse, turns it upside down.
Right. Well, reversing functions have been documented as being a natural function of the human mind for quite some time. The eye is a classic example. Like you say, vision is reversed by the lens of the eyes before it's processed by the human brain. Dyslexia is a condition that's been noted for a long time, where under rare circumstances they will actually reverse the sounds of their speech while speaking. Hello, Clyde? Hello? Hello?
Shortly after the first lock was invented, they probably lost the key.
Listen carefully. You are listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
My guest is David John Oates. He is the founder and the discoverer of reverse speech. Now, many people know of reversals in songs, and as we've talked earlier, rock and roll music, and many people thought that was just crazy. There are no reversals in speech. There are no reversed messages in songs, but they are there because they're a natural phenomenon, according to my guest. David John Oates has been studying this phenomenon for some time, believing that if you play something backwards, you will get a message in normal speech. You speak in forward speech, and if you record it and find maybe every 15 seconds or so some type of reverse speech of some type, you can reveal what's really going on inside the subconscious or below the conscious level of the mind. Now, hopefully...
Back on again. David, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Claude. I hear you just fine.
Fantastic. David, we're sorry about the phone situation. We've been having some problems with the phones. We had problems last week. It was a long story. Someone had hacked into the system and shut down the main coupling to the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't want to be paranoid or anything, but it just seems to me that the phone basically was giving us some problems there. So, David, first of all, since people know about you and know what you've done and know what you do, I guess while we still have you on the line, we ought to get you to do some reversals for us.
Sure, why not? Let's start off with a couple of simple ones. Here's an all-time favorite on, this is actually on Bob Dole, just as he was about to run against Bill Clinton in 1996. So here we go, we'll play this forwards.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
And a very clear reversal simply says, it's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
It speaks for itself.
It's an honor.
It's an honor for him to serve in the Senate. So there
so
we
you're
go.
Saying that what he was saying forward was complementing what he was saying backward as well. So he was being truthful, do you think?
Absolutely. He was being truthful in that case. Yeah, some people seem to think that reverse speech is all about the lies that people say. But no, it's not only about the lies. It is who we are. And who we are at the deep unconscious level is what is communicated backwards. So if someone is an honest person, then you'll get honest and congruent reversals.
So, and have you ever found people that are difficult to get reversals off of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people are difficult. Like our current president, for example, is just notorious to find reversals on. I can do a whole speech of his and mainly only find one or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And So whereas you look at Bill Clinton, I used to find some great reversals on Bill Clinton all the time. Reversals are occurring when people are in a very relaxed, conversational type mode, and they don't occur very often when someone is reading a prepared text or is extremely highly controlled in their presentation. So the more casual and relaxed someone is, the more likelihood you will of finding reversals on them.
I think the one that shows the most emotion, or the one that you can use to show how in an emotional state a reversal means something forward and backwards, is the Kennedy assassination reversal that you have.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a classic one. The Kennedy assassination is actually it's a live commentary of the JFK assassination, and we'll pick up the commentary right where the commentator realizes that a shooting has occurred. So here we go.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed. Secret Service men standing up in the...
And right where he realizes a shooting has occurred, he says this forwards.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting.
Backwards, he says, really, clearly, he's shot bad, hold it, try and look up. And we're actually hearing his actual thoughts at the time. You know, JFK's been shot, stop everything, look around. Here we go. He's shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
He's shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
And that's straight backwards.
He's shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
And let's run it forwards again. Here it is, forwards and then backwards.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting.
And backwards.
Yeah,
that's a classic one on.
I love that one. That's, I guess that could be my favorite one because.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's my favorite one because of you know, because I've attended your seminars and I've read your books and how you say that emotionally, you know, we transmit emotionally forwards and backwards the same things.
Uh-huh.
And when that guy realized that Kennedy had been shot, he was thinking in his mind, he shot bad, hold it, try and look up. And he was speaking, you know, that was coming right out of his subconscious and conscious mind.
Oh, absolutely correct. Yep. And, you know, that's obviously in a very congruent reversal. He's right in this situation. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say another example of that is you have a reversal of when your house was on fire.
Well, it's funny you just mentioned that, Clyde, because that's exactly where I was headed to next. So,
yeah, go ahead and play that one, because that one is another example of how inside of you, you're thinking one thing and saying one thing, and the reversal is congruent with the forward speech. Go ahead with this one.
Absolutely. Okay, so here we are. You'll hear me chatting away in the background. I'm actually talking to a client, and my secretary runs into the office and says, David, the house is on fire.
The class images.
Yes? What?
Something burning.
Obviously highly emotional. Now, when you play that comment backwards, she says exactly the same thing. The house is on fire. Our house is on fire. So here it is, backwards. And again. And let's run it forwards and backwards. Here it is, forwards.
What?
And backwards. There we go.
I think, you know, I just noticed too that, you know, didn't the client say something's burning here, and you play it backwards, and she also says something's burning here. I swear I hear that too.
Backwards?
Yeah, backwards. She says something's burning here, and then you play it backwards, and it says burning here or burning here,
okay.
No, or something. See, let's do that again.
Okay, here it is, forwards.
Yes?
What?
Okay, right, I can hear that voice. All right, let's go and play that. Oops, sorry. Okay, and here it is backwards. You're right. Absolutely.
Yep. That whole burning here.
You can
isn't that bizarre?
You can actually hear that in the background.
Yeah, she's...
Yep. Wow. Pretty awesome thing, I tell you.
You just pick it up again that, you know, the whole room, I'm sure, was full of emotion, and I'm sure
yeah.
that they all felt the same way at the same time. And, see, those are the things that convince me that deep down in us, we do speak both forward and reverse.
Oh, sure.
And that it's there, and it's not just some imaginary thing.
Yeah, let me play you. Let me play you some reversals that you'll really like. This is I've got some kids' reversals, some new ones, and they always are a great favourite and get people going. Here is a mum asking her child, "Do you love me?" And so the child responds and says, "Do I need a reason to love you?"
Do I need a reason to love you?
So your child says, "Do I need a reason to love you?"
Do I need a reason to love you?
And backwards she says, "Do you really know it?"
Do you really know it?
Do you really know it?
You hear that one?
Do you really know it?
So, you know, do you really know it, Mum?
That's excellent. That's brand new, isn't it?
I got a couple of other brand new ones, too.
Let's hear that. Let's hear some more of those. I've never heard those before. Those are fascinating.
Oh, here's one. Here's a child who's just drifting off to sleep. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I think when I go to bed, nobody knows that much.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. He's talking about reading his book when he goes to bed. I'll run over again.
When I go to bed, nobody knows that much.
And backwards he says, "I love that journey.
Love that journey.
Do you hear that one in there? Love that journey?
Love that journey. It's like he likes that book and it's a journey for him to read it.
Absolutely.
More or less. It's a beautiful journey for him to read a book. That's just remarkable. Those are children. You know, and while we're on the subject of children, we're going to get these out of the way first. You got to, and people, listen to me. If you have a little child, a baby, and you can get one of David's reverse speech voice boxes at reversespeech.com. You can go in and it'll record forward and reverse, playback reverse. Go and get your children to talk into a tape recorder, because if you play it backwards, they start forming speech in reverse before they do it backwards. And David has this on tape. Go ahead and play it for us, David.
The one, "Love That Journey." You want to hear that one again? Yeah.
Sure, let's hear that one more time.
All right, here we go. Here it is forwards.
When I go to bed, nobody knows that much.
And backwards, "Love That Journey."
Love that journey.
And again.
Love that journey.
Yeah, nice little cute little reversal, the type of thing you would expect on a child. And here's the same kid again.
Actress/singer/music.
And she's talking about music, and backwards she says, Shall sing it. And again.
Shall sing it.
So there you go. A couple of reversals on kids to spice up the program a little bit.
That's really good. That's really nice. I love the children's stuff. It's really cool to hear those again, and especially some new children stuff that's out there. Some of the stuff too that we wanted to talk about a little bit, and I was talking with you earlier about Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh.
Ronald Reagan just passed away this week, and I wanted my listeners to hear that you do have some reversals from Ronald Reagan, just to hear what kind of a man he is inside.
Yep.
And so I wanted to give us a little bit of a taste of what Ronald Reagan was like when he was being reversed.
Yeah, I got a couple of reversals on Ronald Reagan and a couple actually on Bush and Cheney eulogizing Ronald Reagan.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's do the Ronald Reagan ones first. We'll take a break and then we'll hear the eulogies after the break.
All right, here's one from his famous Tear Down This Wall speech. Here it is.
"If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate."
And then he goes on to say his famous line.
"Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall."
And backwards he says, "See the dream."
See the dream.
See the dream.
And again.
See the dream.
And here it is forwards.
"Come here to this gate."
And backwards.
See the dream.
Great Ronald Reagan reversal. Hey,
yes.
This is a dream. The dream is freedom.
Dream is to bring down the wall. The dream is to see communism fall.
Absolutely correct.
That was interesting. I think that's fascinating. It tells that when he was making the speech, he really had a dream to see that happen.
Oh, absolutely correct. And here he is this is in his 1992 address at the Republican National Convention. This is 94 address. This is after communism has fallen.
"But here's the remarkable thing about being born in 1911. In my life's journey over these past 8 decades, I have seen the human race through a period of unparalleled tumult and triumph. I have seen the birth of communism and the death of communism.
And back where she says, overcome here with freedom. So noble words, overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
And again.
Overcome here with freedom.
Did you hear that one, okay, Clyde?
Oh, that's remarkable. Overcome here with freedom. He was overcome with freedom when he was making that speech.
Absolutely.
The whole idea of what he was for and what he stood for at that time. See, I'm willing to believe that Reagan was a good man, but he slept with the enemy on too many occasions. And what I mean is he had a lot of nefarious individuals surrounding him. And I think later on we'll hear some of the nefarious people that he had surrounding him at the time. Do you have any more of those reversals on Reagan?
Actually, I've got one reversal on Reagan that will play here from, this is from 1947, and this is when he was president of the Actors Guild, and he's testifying towards a commission on communism.
And Jefferson put it a lot better than I can, but if all the American people know all the facts, they'll never make a mistake.
And he says backwards here, have the law and we'll beat the crime.
Have the law and we'll beat the crime.
Speaks for itself.
You
can see his thinking back in those days.
About the crime of communism, about the crime of do you think that maybe he thought that the list of the communists was probably a little too far, perhaps? That's what I got from that.
Sorry, that's the one?
When they made the list of those who may be communists, the actors that they made the blacklist, do you think that maybe that statement meant that it wasn't a crime? I mean, there was a crime that they even had a list in the first place?
Oh, that he could be seeing that, yeah. You could actually take that reversal a couple of ways. You know, he could be saying, give us more authority and we'll overcome communism. It's hard to know what he really meant, really.
Exactly. David John Oates is my guest tonight on Ground Zero. Coming up, we're going to be doing the eulogies. We're going to be listening to the eulogies that Cheney and Bush gave at the funeral of
Ronald Reagan. And a few others too. We're going to be talking about Kerry and Bush and some of the candidates getting their reversals as well, so you can hear what they have to say. It's the inner workings. It's the dyslexic dialect reverse speech right here on Ground Zero. If you have any questions, 503-535-9100 is the number to call. That's 503-535-9100. I want to remind you that you can come and chat with us in the chat room. It's gzchat.omnisound.us. We'll be sure to look for you there. We'll be back with more. Keep it right here on Ground Zero.
You're listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
From the growers of Idaho potatoes, whose potatoes make delicious French fries. Who's going to listen to that? And when they do, how are they going to feel? Well, I don't have to think about that. You do.
Ground Zero.
Zip code of this evil place is the mark of B666. 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 Evil place 666.
Ground Zero. Lewis, right here on man's new best friend, Max 910.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We
see me. Oh, there is no expense of the mind. No expense of the mind. Oh, there is no expense of the mind. Oh, there is no expense of the mind. The will cannot traverse. Or get a gain that is displayed across the universe. As blessings many in the stars, save what lamented curse. Glory me must travel in reverse."
If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. 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 Mr. Gorbachev,
we begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Mr. Gorbachev,
we begin bombing in 5 minutes. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Tear down this wall. Tear down this wall. Tear down this wall. Mr. Gorbachev,
we begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Mr. Gorbachev,
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. My guest tonight, David John Oates, in reverse speech tonight, talking about some of the reversals we're hearing from some of our leaders, including Ronald Reagan. See, the dream was used in that last bit right there. 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100. Also, toll-free, 1-877-535-9100. David.
Away from Australia, and the funeral for Ronald Reagan, we just... buried him Friday, the eulogies that were being given by Dick Cheney and a few people. I understand you have some reversals there that you want to play for us.
Yes, I do. We'll begin with one on George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr., who's actually celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend. Here he is. This is him on Larry King's show.
Well, I just heard of it. Somebody came rushing in and said they'd heard on the news, so there was no inside information. And... of course, made a profound impact on both Barb and me, because we love the man.
And where he says we love the man, he says backwards, man with values again.
Man with values again.
Man with values again. Man with values again.
So there he is talking about Ronald Reagan as a man with values.
Absolutely
again.
Correct. Yep, yeah. Absolutely correct. Here, let's run that track again. Here we go.
Well, I just heard of it. Somebody came rushing in and said they'd heard on the news, so there was no inside information. And, of course, made a profound impact on both Barb and me, because we love the man.
And here he is, man with values again.
Man with values again.
Man with values again. Man with values again.
Very clear. That's very clear there. I can hear it perfectly.
Yeah, that's a remarkably clear reversal, giving Ronald Reagan a whole lot of credit. Here is George Bush Sr., and... George Bush Jr.
In laying our leader to rest, we say thank you.
And backwards he says, may God bless you.
Speaking out this, you.
Speaking out this, you.
The L's a little bit soft on that.
Speaking out this, you.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Did you hear that one okay?
Yeah. Do it one more time. It's Bush saying, may God bless you. He's talking about Reagan here.
Yeah.
Speaking out this, you.
A little bit unclear, that one. And once more. Yep, there we go.
That's perfect. That sounds, that would be the same. See, when they're talking about Reagan, they really spoke highly of him. They were actually meaning what they were saying.
They were actually meaning what they were saying. All the reversals were very congruent. So here's Dick Cheney, another very congruent reversal.
And when he is laid to rest under the Pacific sky...
we will be thinking of you as we commend to the Almighty the soul of his faithful servant, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
And he just simply says backwards, see the loss.
See the loss.
See the loss.
And again.
See the loss.
So he just speaks for himself, you know.
Were there any reversals that weren't congruent in the funeral, or were they all pretty much in praise of Ronald Reagan?
They were all pretty much in praise of Ronald Reagan. I didn't find any incongruent reversals. I mean, I was looking for them, of course.
Knowing what we know about what's going on in politics and in the background, that would be interesting to see if possibly there was anything that could have been said that was probably hidden deep down.
Yeah.
And it's too bad we weren't able. I don't know if you ever got Maggie Thatcher when she did her speech.
No, I didn't get that clip, unfortunately. No. I've still got a lot of audio here I haven't gotten through yet, and I'm going to be doing some of Reagan's old speeches over the next couple of weeks, and we'll go and post all those up on my website. So keep an eye on my site, folks, reversespeech.com, and we'll get some more up there as the weeks go on.
Now, it's interesting to note that even though Cheney and Bush were saying good things about Ronald Reagan, a lot of the reversals, some of them that you do have, are kind of telling of who they are inside.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Yeah, some of them are not as nice and as complimentary as that. All you have to do is go to Bill Clinton to hear some interesting reversals. Here's a classic Bill Clinton one. And you really need to see the clip on this. He's talking to a crowd, and his eyes glance down to this attractive woman in the front row.
Battling discrimination against mental illness, caring for children of veterans who suffer from a terrible disease.
And here he says, see his little breast.
See his little breast. See his little breast.
He's horny, isn't he?
Absolutely.
He's the horniest president we've ever had.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell you can see where his mind is.
He's the little breast.
He is. Here's another, talking about seizing little breasts, here's another one. This is a clip, this is about a day, two or three days after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, and here it is, sorry, I couldn't see the reversal for a sec, and he's giving a speech, and the press commented after the speech that he seemed to be distracted that day, and his mind was on other things.
Now, come on, I mean, you all voted for the agreement now, and everything's, you know, basically going in the right direction.
And he says backwards, they're all boring me, Monica.
It'll vote you, Monica. It'll vote you, Monica.
Once again,
you, Monica.
You can see where his mind was at.
Thinking about Monica Lewinsky, obviously.
Absolutely correct.
Isn't there one that says that he was having sex with an Oregon madam?
Yes. You know what? I tried to find that reversal on the weekend, and I couldn't find it. It's in my computer somewhere. You know what I will do? I'll do a search for it, do a file search, and maybe we can come up with it, and I can play it for you after the break. But
that was interesting because wasn't it that Monica Lewinsky, didn't she go to a college in Oregon for a while?
Yes, she did. Yeah, she went to a college in Oregon, and the wrestle says had sex with an Oregon madam.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing a search now. We'll see if we can find it. We got plenty of show left.
Yeah, we got plenty of show to get to Bill Clinton. We got plenty of show to get to the others. Now, you say that finding reversals on George W. Bush is a hard thing. Have you found any reversals on him that you could share with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I found a few on him. Here are some of his latest ones. Let's pull them up right now. We'll start off with this one here. Here it is forwards.
The people of our country are united behind our men and women in uniform. And this government will do all that is necessary to assure the success of their historic mission.
And he simply says backwards here, our issues here are so sensitive.
Our issues here are so sensitive.
Our issues here are so sensitive.
So there you go.
Our issues here are so sensitive.
So
pretty to the point in business-like there.
Yeah, that's pretty to the point in business-like. Yeah. Oh, you know what I should do? I should play a reversal on Bush. I don't know whether I played this one on your program. I've got some current ones, but we'll just play this old one to tickle the fancy a little bit. This is this reverse I play on Bush quite a lot, and here it is. security. Well, as soon as my program decided he was bullets.
An act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And backwards he says, rule the planet, Dad. And again.
I find that interesting because I pointed out that when he was speaking with Bob Woodward, he said something to the effect that he didn't consult his father when it comes to plans of war. He says he consults another father. And then when he asked him, well, how do you think history is going to treat you with regards to the war in Iraq, he says, oh, the history, we don't know. We'll all be dead, he said. He said that he figured that we'd all be dead and no one would care.
Oh, gee.
I know. Isn't that frightening that he said that?
Oh, that is frightening. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, rule the planet, Dad. That makes a lot of sense right there.
Yeah. Here's another classic one on Bush. I found on this one 2 weeks before he went into Iraq.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And he says backwards here, we will sit in Baghdad.
Raider sitting in Baghdad.
There you go. And,
we're trying to do that by June 30th.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're already sitting in Baghdad, but, you know, and it's funny because you got that one prior to, was that plans for war, going into war?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks before the troops actually moved into Iraq, so he was obviously planning at that stage.
And you were also under the gun from a certain agency, an alphabet agency, because of something that you discovered on George Bush Sr. with regards to the invasion of Kuwait or the invasion of Iraq in the first war.
Yes, I was. This is a reversal that got me into a lot of trouble when I went to the United States. When I first moved to the United States, this is a verse on George Bush Sr. Here it is forwards.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
And the reversal is Simone in the sands.
Simone in the times.
And again.
Simone in the times.
We didn't know what Simone meant, but somehow, a secret memo was written to Dick Cheney about Simone, and you can actually see the memo on my website, and it was leaked to the press. And overnight, the headlines was, is the president hiding secret code words backwards in his speech?
Now, you found out that Simone meant storm, right?
It actually means a dust storm in the desert or a desert storm. And I found this before Operation Desert Storm started, and was actually Operation Desert Shield. And, you know, I actually went on, did radio shows. I said, look, I don't know what this desert storm means, but this is what Simone translated is. And, because you can imagine my incredible shock the night the war broke and they announced it, Operation Desert Storm. I go, oh my God, we actually found it in reverse. Mm-hmm. And then I was finding other stuff, like here's one more reversal on Bush.
I think things are moving in the right direction. And we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
And this one says, sent the Seahawk up. And again.
Sent the Seahawk up.
And the Seahawk is an attack helicopter on aircraft carriers. So we're actually getting a look inside his mind at some of the operational plans that he
definitely
had.
Definitely someone who knows what he's talking about when it comes to war. Inside, he's got an intricate mind, a mind of war and a mind of strategy, and that's what you take from those types of reversals.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. But it also shows the applications of reverse speech in exposing secrets and unraveling truths. And in the 10 years I was in the United States, it caused a lot of controversy and upset a whole lot of people simply because of its capacity to do that. And as you know, there's many shows I've done where I found information in reverse and presented it on the air, only to find a few weeks or months later that the information we found in reverse was actually quite correct and accurate.
The thing that's most interesting is that also it's not just the presentation on the show. I tell people that this is just the candy. This is just the ear candy you get from David when you're listening to programs such as these. I say it's just ear candy because when you go to the seminars and when you attend seminars or when you do it yourself, you start to see patterns in reverse speech. You start to see people begin feeling a little uncomfortable about what's being revealed when things are played backwards. I attended a seminar, and there was a woman that was at the seminar. It was fascinating to watch that this woman at the seminar was getting uncomfortable because the reversals were saying that she wanted to kill her husband, and she didn't want David to know that she wanted to kill her husband. That was at the Holiday Inn, remember, David?
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, yes, I do remember that. Look, I've had some hell of experiences over the years with playing reversals in public workshops. I tend to shy off it. I remember a case in Houston where I did a lecture, and I gave at the end of the lecture, often I would get someone from the audience, record on the spot, and play the tape backwards. And this bloke came up front. I gave my stand a warning. If you've got anything to hide, don't come up front, please. So this bloke comes up front, and I tape him, and we run the reversals back, and I got to tell you, the guy's wife was sitting in the audience, and reversals came back with this incredibly detailed story about the homosexual affair he was having with his male lover. It was a very embarrassing, poignant moment.
People say that, David. They say, well, I have nothing to hide. And that's why when people say, well, I have nothing to hide, and they can't get anything out of me, and I have nothing to worry about because I have nothing to hide. Well, if reverse speech is applied in these situations, if there's a way to get to your mind, to get into what they call the cognitive liberty, then what you see is you see an ability to extract from the mind certain thoughts and things buried deep inside.
Right.
David John Oates is my guest here tonight on Ground Zero, and he's calling from Australia tonight.
We're talking about reverse speech, some very fascinating reversals. Coming up, you're going to be hearing some reversals from other people. Britney Spears, we have one that's very interesting from her. You may have heard us talk about it on the Rick Emerson Show. And another one that's very, very frightening. This one comes from the Pope, and this one was discovered by Sarah Dillon on the Rick Emerson Show. So, I mean, we find them everywhere we do. When we're in production and we're goofing around with certain sounds and certain voices, we pick up on reversals. And Sarah Dillon, who is a producer for the Rick Emerson Show, stumbled on one by the Pope, and David's going to have that for us. Also, we'll have the Britney Spears one. It's kind of interesting when we start talking about music as well. 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Also, you can get into the Ground Zero chat room. Just go to gzchat.omnisound.us. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. We'll be back with more reverse speech right here.
Got a dish?
Woke up in bed. Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Max 910 in Portland, Oregon. Also heard on 1390 KSLM in Salem.
Come on.
1220 AM in Anaheim. Also Port Washington, 910 AM. That's interesting out there in Port Washington. We're on 910. We're also being heard in Trenton, New Jersey, McKinney, Texas, on 104.5 FM, community radio in McKinney. We're also on shortwave radio, 7.140 megahertz, free band 300 watts. It's in Decatur, Georgia, coming out of Decatur. And Omnisound is doing that for us, taking the signal that we have, cloning it, and sending it out to people in Alaska, also Kaufman Cove, Alaska. We're also being heard in Greenwood, South Carolina, Newberry, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, all over the dial tonight. The numbers to call, 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. And tonight, David John Oates is on the program talking about reverse speech. By the way, you can get into GZ Chat tonight by going to gzchat.omnisound.us. That's omnisound.us. GZChat at omnisound.us. You can get in tonight, chat. Also, David John Oates is in chat tonight. Want to say hello to him. Get to find out what's being said behind the scenes here at Ground Zero. Linking up all over the world, all over the country. I also hear we're in France. Where are we tonight? We're in France, Italy. Let's see. What part of France there? I just missed it there. Oh, I'm sorry. Someplace in France we're there tonight. Also, we're in, are we in Bhopal tonight? I think we are. We're in Ketchikan, all over the place. People are like, clicking on, we got more than 103 tonight. We got about 173 low power radio stations and shortwave stations hooking into the show tonight from Omnisound out of Miami, Florida. And we'd like to thank them for that. And hopefully, we're getting out to people. If you're listening to us, we're barely getting out to your signal. It's 503-535-9100 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-877-535-9100. And from Australia tonight,
John Oates and. David's out there. Hello, David.
Hey, Clyde. How are you?
Doing well. Talking about reverse speech tonight. Very excited to have you on the program. We had a great bang-up hour listening to some of the listening to the eulogies from the Ronald Reagan funeral, some of Ronald Reagan's stuff, some of the stuff that he has in his subconscious, and it's kind of nice to know that inside of Ronald Reagan, he was thinking along the lines of freedom and also the dream of bringing down the wall and making friends with the communists.
Yeah, they were great reversals. I got quite awe-inspired when I found them. Hey, Clyde, you're on a lot of stations, mate. You're doing really well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Omnisound is hooking us up. They've hooked us up and cloned our signals, so we're on low-power FMs across the country, shortwave radio, broadcasting all over the world, and they clone the signal, and then people hook on and rebroadcast the signal off the Internet.
Fantastic. That's just great. Well done. Well done indeed.
It's underground syndication is what we call it.
Okay. All right. Maybe we could let those people know if they want to contact me or reverse speech or get hold of machines or books. We have an office. In point of fact, our office is right there in Portland, Oregon. And you can call on area code 503-970-4922 for our office right there in Portland, Oregon, 503-970-4922, or you can email me backwards at reversespeech.com. I get emails all the time. I try to answer as many of them as I can get. A lot of people out there doing reversing, Clyde.
Yep.
It's all over the world. I'm amazed at the people involved. We've actually just got an office opened in England as of a month ago. Well, when I say an office, my local analyst in England is working out of his home, and he's doing lectures and workshops in England now on reverse speech, so that's exciting.
Now, you got into this not just because of the fact that, well, you stumbled onto it, but you were raised in a very, very Christian home.
Yes.
Your father was a minister.
That's correct.
And he was telling you about the evils of rock and roll, the evils of music, and he said that there are satanic backwards messages in songs. Am I correct?
Well, actually, I didn't find out from my father, but I found out from another pastor, and yes, I heard that there was backwards satanic messages in rock and roll, and that's how I first got onto the whole thing, and I started playing these records backwards to find these messages, fully expecting to hear nothing, and lo and behold, I began to hear these very clear phrases in rock and roll, and I initially thought, well, someone's manipulated with the soundtrack, and there is a phenomenon called backward masking where they intentionally superimpose records, messages backwards in songs, but by far the vast majority of them are not through that intentional manipulation. They're occurring purely by the way the song is sung at the time, and there's backward messages constantly throughout music. I, you know, when I first started, I found them on probably every second song I looked at. I was stunned, and of course, then I stumbled across it in Human Speech and wrote my theory in '87, and it's all history since
now
then.
You were You were also called in for the Judas Priest lawsuit with the two boys that heard backwards messages in Judas Priest songs, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. I was asked to testify as a friend of the court, mainly because I wasn't for anyone's side. I didn't support the plaintiff or the defendant. I was, because Judas Priest was claiming the messages weren't there. I was saying, well, yes, they are there, and here they are. And then, of course, the lawyers for the teenagers were claiming these messages were placed there intentionally by Judas Priest. And I was saying, well, no, they haven't been placed by intentionally. They are a part of a natural occurring function of language. So unfortunately, I didn't support either side. I was really torn right in the middle between the two. But I presented all my evidence to the attorneys. And then, of course, I was also on Larry King's show on CNN talking about the Judas Priest trial and presenting some reversals.
Now, one of my favorite reversals that you have in music is a song from Judas Priest. It's called Beyond the Realms of Death.
Yep.
And this song, when played forward, says Beyond the Realms of Death, but scary and frighteningly, and this is the thing that gives me the creeps every time I hear it, you play it backwards, and it says, I took my life. Do you play that for my audience?
Absolutely. And it's clearer backwards than it is forwards. Okay, here it is forwards. So there it is forwards, beyond the realms of death, and backwards, as Clive said, I took my life. Here it is coming out right now. Got that sense. Chills down your spine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here it is again. Slow speed.
That is so, so clear.
That's,
I took my life. Has Judas Priest heard this? Did you play this for them? Was that the song? This wasn't the song from the stained glass.
No. This evidence that I found was never presented in court, finally. Both attorneys decided not to use me, which was ridiculous, but that's another story altogether.
So,
the reversals that I found were never presented. I actually found about 93 reversals in the whole song, most of them all about suicide and death, which of course is what the album was about forwards anyway. Stained Glass, the album, is about a teenager searching for meaning in life, and he doesn't find it, so he kills himself. So
right.
The reversals are actually, they're quite congruent and complementary to the album.
Okay, so let's talk about other music and other songs that may have reversals in them.
Well, let's play a really clear one first, and I'm going to go into a little bit of a minor controversy going on in the backward masking community right now. And that revolves around Britney Spears' first song. But here's an example from Creedence Clearwater. This is a remarkably clear reversal.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana. In them old cotton fields back home.
And backwards it says, I believe in my cool woman.
I believe in my cool woman. I believe in my cool woman.
There we go, quite a clear reversal.
That's fantastic.
He obviously had a bit of a hot affair going on at the time or something like that.
I'm sure he was. That's some fascinating stuff. And, of course, you know, the Beatles were loaded with all kinds of stuff. And one of my favorites, too, one of my favorite musical ones is Queen's Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, I've got that one here, too. We can actually play that if you want to. Let me see.
I'd like to hear that one again.
Yeah,
this is fun.
See if I can pull that up real quick. This was of course, a reversal that was used a lot by the fundamentalist Christians back in the early days of music, when they were on the trail preaching that rock and roll was the devil's music. And so, anyway, here it is, forwards.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
let another one go.
And so the song goes on. But when you play the stanza backwards, it says, decide to smoke marijuana, or it could say it's fun to smoke marijuana, you decide. And right at the end, you'll hear a quick little voice that says, take some acid. Here we go. Oh, yeah, give
take
some acid.
Some acid.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that one. I know the one... the one where he's like going, another one bites the dust.
Right.
Another one bites the dust. You play that back. It's just fun to smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
Fun to smoke. It's scary.
Oh, it is. Here it is again. Let's play it again. A little bit slower. Of course, look, the Beatles songs are just full of references to marijuana. Here's Paul McCartney and Band on the Run.
Band on the Run. And the jailer man and sailor Sam were searching everyone. All the band on the run. Band on the run.
And when he sings, every time he sings Band on the Run, that phrase reverses to say marijuana, and the whole reversal is, which is really quite freaky, the whole reversal says marijuana, marijuana, the law will banish us. And as you know, he was arrested in Japan in 79 for taking ounce of marijuana in Japan, and he was actually banished from entering Japan. So really interesting story about around this reversal. Marijuana, marijuana, the law will banish us. Hear that at the end there?
Yeah.
Do it, we'll do it once
they
more.
They sound stoned.
They probably are, mate. They probably are. Here we go. We'll play it a little bit slower. There we go.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I could play you dozens of those type of music reversals. I'm surprised in all the years I've been doing reverse speech, I must have a couple hundred reversals on songs. I'm surprised some radio station hasn't contacted me to put a special together of backwards.
I think that maybe we should. I think maybe we should work out a way to, I don't know when you're going to come back to the States again, but I think if we do get to the States, we ought to do a full song reversal show where it's all song. You know, that was the first show that I ever did, David. You know, when Ground Zero first came on the air, I did songs backwards, and I have some of my own, but I haven't dug them out yet, but songs by Metallica and all kinds of bands where you can hear, even Madonna, the song Like a Prayer. If you get into the song Like a Prayer, you can hear Here Are Him, Satan, or something. It's really scary stuff.
I'd love to do that. I've got hundreds of them. I've always thought a backwards show syndicated around America would go really well. Here, let's get into Britney Spears' reversal. This is
This is the one that, this is very controversial. It's the song Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yep.
And now we argue over what the reversal says, so let's listen to the song. Let's hear you talk about it, and then I'll tell you what I think it says.
Okay, all right, here we go. This is it forwards.
Do I lose my mind? Give me a sign.
All right, okay, we're going to run it backwards. Look, yeah, we'll tell you the two possible tracks, okay? This has been quoted on the net as saying, sleep with me, I'm not too young. Now, I've got it on my website as See Me, I'm Not Too Young. So, who's right? Listen listen carefully, folks. Here we go. And once more.
I know what I think it says, but then again, I am prejudiced because I know what I think it says because I know, well, I know what I think about Britney Spears.
Absolutely. Everyone wants it to say, sleep with me, I'm not too young.
I don't know. It just, play that one again. That gets your mind going after the marijuana and everything else. Now we're thinking of sleeping with Britney Spears.
Yes. All right, here we go forward.
How corrupt are we here?
Oh, very corrupt. Here we go. The Christians would love us. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll backwards.
That's what it is.
Here we go. Ah, right, here we go. All your men with fantasies. What does this say? I'll let you all work it out.
Well, okay. So I think that well, if the audience wants to say what she says or what they think she says, you can call us 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Tonight, a very, very fascinating
show with David John Oates. Now talking about music a little bit. You just heard Britney Spears. We've played some stuff from Judas Priest. And maybe some other songs coming up. We may even do the classic Stairway to Heaven reversal, all coming up on Ground Zero.
You're listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
Five doctors agree.
Room tonight, by the way, the chat room, gzchat.omnisound.us. Omnisound is reporting that we are now at 178 stations. That means 178 stations are clicking on this program right now. We just got Dakota City, Iowa, that just jumped on board, 100.5 FM. This program is being heard there. Beausier, Louisiana is checking in at 1610 AM, running the program tonight. 178 stations is still climbing. In fact, the low B feed on Omnisound now has to be opened up, or they had to shut it down so that they could have the high feed get enough capacity. Oh, my God, we just topped 184 now. It is going to blow. They're saying that they're worried that their bandwidth is going to shut down, and it's all because David John Oates is on the
tonight. How do you feel about that, David? We went from 178 to 184 stations right here as they're being streamed around the country listening to it. I think this is remarkable.
Oh, well, that's exciting stuff. Hello to all my fans out there. It's good to have you all listening in again.
People love reverse speech.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you've been all over the country on many shows. You've been on Coast to Coast. You've been on Jeff Rents. You've been on several shows across the country.
Yep.
People know of reverse speech. They love it. It's very fascinating to listen to. And, you know, and the music that we were playing, it just blows the mind on what reversals are out there.
Well, look, it's a pretty awesome phenomenon, and it speaks for itself, you know, and I think you'll see the use of, you know, we're going to look at some reversals on John Kerry towards probably in the last hour, I'd say. And you can see some of the applications of this, like as the elections get closer. Let's look at Kerry and let's look at Bush, and hey, whose reversals support the best leader? And
right.
That'd be a great thing to do. So go to my site, folks, and I'll get more reversals up as time goes on.
Fantastic. And once again, give the phone number. In fact, since we have we're getting closer to 200 stations now. That's almost 9.6 megabytes of stations getting out there. 200 stations across the country listening to us. Give the local number here in Portland where people can get reverse speech machines, and also if you have a worldwide or a national number, just in case anybody is listening tonight.
All right, I'll give you a few numbers to call. You can call us in the United States on area code 503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922. That's our Portland office. Now, our main international office, we're actually located in Adelaide, Australia. And if you want to call us direct and speak to me personally, you can call our Adelaide office. Now, write this down. The number is country code 61, area code 8, and the phone number is 8382-4372. I'll give that again. Our country code 61, area code 8, and number is 8382-4372. The phones are manned right now, and you can call in now and someone will answer. Website, www.reversespeech.com. Been online since 1996, which makes it one of the oldest websites on the net. I remember
only competing with mine.
Oh, yeah, yours has been online for a long time, too.
Exactly, it has. That's fantastic. So, okay, we're doing music. We just finished Britney Spears. We're all sitting there dreaming about sleeping with her because she's not too young. And, in fact, Rick Emerson, I was just at his site, rickemerson.com. He's got three good-looking pictures of Britney. So, David, if you want to download that and listen to that reversal, that'd be nice. In the meantime, other songs that are reversed.
Here, let's play a satanic message. This is Santana. Back was just simply I Love Satan Within. And again. There you go, that's one of those satanic reversals. That
so happy. I love Satan Within.
It does
speaking Speaking of happiness, how about Stairway to Heaven, the classic?
All right, yeah, we've got to have a look at Stairway to Heaven. You know, if there was a top 40 of Backmask song, Stairway to Heaven would be number one. And, you know, we're actually going to start off, in point of fact, Stairway to Heaven was the very, very first song I ever played backwards. And I'm going to play you the very first reversal I ever heard. This is a reversal that not many people play when they're talking about Stairway to Heaven, but I think it's one of the most significant ones. And it occurs right at the very end of the song. Here it is forwards. Backwards, you can hear him sing play backwards. The play is a bit soft. You have to listen carefully to hear play, but it says play backward, hear words sung. And here it is. I think that's an amazing clear reversal. Here it is
again.
Whoa! And you know, Clyde, that was the very first reversal I ever heard back in 1984. And I heard that, and I threw my headphones against the wall. I was like, whoa, what on earth is that? Scared the daylights out of me, mate.
Oh. But the classic reversal is the one that says, here's to my sweet Satan, and it's clear to me. I mean,
well, let's
go ahead.
Yeah, let's play it forwards, and then I'll tell the audience what it says. Backwards it says, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is, and some controversy over the last word, some will say it says Satan, I think it says fake, but you decide. Here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is, I think it says fake. So here we go.
Here's to my sweet Satan.
I hear Satan.
Do you? Yeah.
I hear the last one. And I don't know, did you ever do Hotel California?
Oh, sure, yeah, I got that one here.
Now that's another one of my favorite reversals because it is one of the, do you think that it's maybe one of the longest continuous reversals in rock and roll?
Hotel California?
Oh, yeah, in the background?
Oh, Stairway to Heaven is the longest one, I would have thought.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, Hotel, go ahead.
I was just going to say that in Hotel California where it says, Satan had help. He organized his own religion. It was.
Here's that one here. Here, I've got it up. Here,
okay.
Here it is.
Then she lit up a candle, and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, a
I hear this as Satan organized his own religion. I said, well, that's a bit, maybe it's longer than that.
Was that Satan?
Satan organized his own religion.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yep, there it is.
What I got, Satan.
Sorry?
Satan had help. He organized his own religion.
Oh, okay. All right, let's run that. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, there you go.
But then if you listen more into the song, it says, it was delicious.
Oh, yeah, he cooked it in a vat and mixed it for his son, actually. Yeah.
He cooked it in a vat and mixed it for his son and gave it away.
I don't think that is
the creepiest damn. It's not that clear, but it's you can, if you really, 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 really reach, you can get that song.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the song Hotel California is, of course, about the formation of the first Satanic Church in California Street in San Francisco. So,
and of course, the Hotel California allegedly has Anton LaVey standing in the, fascinating stuff. David John Oates is with us tonight, and we're doing music right now. Coming up after the break, Turnabout is Fair Play. Every religious organization has said the satanic messages are heard in some of this rock and roll music. We played a little rock and roll with Satan. We played a little rock and roll with other things. Now it's the religious figures. What does your favorite religious figure say in reverse? Well, we have a few religious figures to play, including a very scary reversal from Pope John Paul II. It's all coming up right here on Ground Zero. If you have any questions, 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100. Or 1-877-535-9100. Also coming up in the next hour, you'll be hearing the candidates and what they have to say in reverse. It's all coming up right here on Ground Zero. We'll be back.
You're listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
Becky Graham is...
Yes, son? Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, you should be sure and tell her...
Satan! 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 Satan!
They call me Satan. They call me Satan. Satan. Satan.
Satan. Satan is ever ready to seduce us with sense-filled delight.
Satan. Satan.
Ground Zero. 503-535-9100 is the number to call, or 1-877-535-9100.
Tonight, David John Oates, and as I said before, Turnabout is Fair Play. We now have David with some people from religious figures playing some interesting reversals as well.
Yeah, religious figures don't stack up too well in point of fact. Let's start off with a tame one to begin with. This is the dearly loved Billy Graham. Here he is, forwards.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer, and he says backwards, how I bore you.
How I bore you. How I bore you. How I bore you.
Okay.
There you go. What can I say, mate?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
That is a bit funny, yeah.
We have to be careful, but that's okay. I don't care. I mean, it's like, you know, they say that there's satanic messages or scary messages in music, so now we're going to listen to the scary messages or the weird messages in our religious figures.
Yeah, here we have, you know what, I don't know this pastor's name. I know who he is. I can't think of his name now. But anyway, here it is forwards.
Great things. For him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me?
And backwards he says, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid. My advice is rancid.
There you go.
My advice is rancid.
Don't go for him for counseling.
Did you ever dig up that Mormon guy, the prophet of the Mormon church?
Here it is, right here. I'll play it forwards.
That we have a beautiful day here in Salt Lake City. It is absolutely magnificent weather, and how grateful we are for it.
And backwards he says, they're all for our evil feared one.
They're all for our evil feared one.
And again.
They're all for our evil feared one.
And once more.
There
you go.
That's so creepy.
Here we have Franklin Graham. This is Billy Graham's son.
And today, the false security that we have in America. It's unbelievable to me. We've sat behind these two great oceans for so long that we think it could never happen here.
And backwards he says, I have anger to give you.
I have anger to give you. I have anger to give you.
There you go.
Wow.
That's pretty intense.
Wow. You know, and people will probably take offense because maybe their religious leaders are being mentioned here, but you know what? Doesn't change. I don't think it changes religious beliefs, but I do think that there are a lot of people in positions of power, you know, political figures and religious figures, that deep inside of them, that they know right away what they're trying to do.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
they
sure.
They want to conjure up fear. They want to conjure up anger. They want to kick it home so that you will act upon it, maybe give them money, give them something. So I just think that a lot of that is what you're seeing there. I mean, they're men, and men, of course, have these things. They use these tools to get people to fall for them.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, to be frank, they just really don't shape up well at all. Just I've been doing quite a few evangelists over the years, and actually there's a whole page on my site. You can go and have a look at some of them, and they just don't shut up, don't shape up. Here's Robert Tilton, evangelist from Dallas, Texas.
Come on, people, give me a little break. You make the decision if you're going to listen or repeat the lies of the devil, or you're going to buckle under and stay with me. And you know,
we got two reversals here. First one says, I'm selling your grief.
Unsealing your grief. Unsealing your grief.
And then he goes on and says this.
We're just going to keep on going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not to be big, but just to help and reach more people.
And backwards he says, keep on stealing it. I have sinned. There you go, and once more. Not as clear as some of the others, but still there nonetheless.
That's pretty creepy.
Oh, it is. Oh, look, I think this is the creepiest one of all. This is Franklin Graham again.
But inside, you know that you're not committed to Christ. Judgment coming, the storm clouds gathering, the lightning flashing, the thunder roaring.
Ooh, that's scary forward, isn't it? Backwards he says, you shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags.
You shall feel hell in your rags.
You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags.
Oh, man. You shall feel hell in your rags.
Jeez. I love Jesus too.
But you feel hell in your rags.
Yeah, you too can go to hell, dress in rags, and get rancid advice from the evil feared one.
Exactly.
And God, be bored by Billy Graham.
That's some really good stuff. You have to just make a whole conjoined sentence there, and people would be converting to reverse speech. Now, the next one that we're the Pope, of course.
Yeah.
This is one that Sarah Dillon found, and this is what I find interesting about it. I don't know if you've been. I don't know if you know this, but last week I did a program where there was a. I don't know if you've heard this story, but I'm going to tell you the story to set up the Pope's thing, and this is going to creep you out more since we found this reversal. I don't know if you know this, but last week I did a report on something called the Snowball Burroughs Intercept. And what that is on ham radio, there was a broadcast that happened on January of this year where it was a ham radio broadcast, and a message accidentally got broadcast where a group or a person or a computer voice or something known as Snowball Net reported that in 146 days, 5 hours UTC, there would be an impact somewhere on the Earth. Mm. And all over the internet right now, there are people wondering if they're not telling us is that there are asteroids or some kind of there are asteroids or some kind of meteors or comets heading to the Earth, and that we may have an impact somewhere on the Earth that may devastate a great area, a huge area. And one of the things is this guy who calls himself Aussie Bloke from Australia, he's a scientist, allegedly, was spreading the rumors that there would be three events prior to the major event on the 20th. Now,
20th
in the
of?
Of June.
Of June, right, okay.
20th of June, and he said that it would be a very, very... It would be a very scary event. In fact, a lot of people are saying it would be the end of the world, which I find scary. One of the things that was interesting is that then Aussie Bloke came forward and said that he was a hoax, that they were doing it just to play a joke on people. Well, what they didn't count on is that CIA leader George Tenet stepped down. We had a huge meteor or bolide meteor hit an area of Chehalis, Washington, and just 2 days ago, New Zealand was hit by a major meteor.
Yes, it was.
And it scared a lot of people. And so now it makes you wonder if maybe we are going to be hit by some sort of a meteor, some sort of asteroid. And so Sarah Dillon, who is a producer here at Max 910, who does the Rick Emerson Show, was recording and broadcasting some of the messages from the Pope. And the Pope was talking with George W. Bush at the time, saying America has no soul, that they need to change their ways, things need to change in America. And then Sarah found a very scary and a very chilling reversal in the Pope's words. And David now has it. He's cleaned it up a bit. So, David, have at it with this.
All right, here it is, fellas.
Between the United States of America.
And then the reversal is, and the end is near.
And the end is near.
And the near sort of goes off a little bit. Is that the reversal you're talking about, Clive?
Yeah, that is the reversal I'm talking about.
Yep, here, let's run it again forward.
Between the United States of America.
And here it is, and the end is near.
And the end is near.
And the end is near. And the end is near.
There you go. So, make of that what you will, hey?
Yeah, well, you know, it could be that the end is near for him.
Yes.
He's very sick. It could be the end is near for the church. A lot of people are speculating. I've been reading about possible worldwide, some sort of worldwide calamity that's supposed to happen before July, possibly even before the election. And when Sarah brought that to my attention, I just sat there with my mouth dropped, my jaw dropped, and I thought, oh my God,
right.
You know, the Pope, because, you know, it was funny that George Bush all of a sudden decided to meet with the Pope. We have, as I said on my show Sunday night, Putin will not go to the NATO summit. He's decided to stay behind.
Oh, really?
The French Prime Minister decided not to attend the funeral of Ronald Reagan. Also, the Canadian Prime Minister didn't attend the funeral of Ronald Reagan. A number of people decided to stay behind. They've deployed, in fact, I just got a phone call. He's going to call my show tomorrow night to basically talk about this. But there was a situation where they've called out at least seven more aircraft carriers. China, Taiwan are also doing exercises right now, preparing for something. Crisis money has been released right now for businesses. A number of things are going on, and so the Pope saying this is just a reminder that perhaps we need to prepare for something that's going to be huge. I don't know if it's going to be the end of the world. Hopefully it won't be the end of the world.
Right.
But, I mean, to hear the Pope say that is really frightening.
It certainly is, yeah. So, I don't know. There you go. Make of it what you will. But
just play it one more time, David, for everyone out there so they can hear it again. This is the Pope once again. He spoke a while ago, and he was talking about how America has lost its way, how it's soulless, and how they need to repent and change their ways. And while he's talking about this, and you can barely understand what he's saying because he's so feeble, you play it backwards and you hear the words, "The end is near." This is frightening.
We should point out, too, the reverse is a little bit muffled, just like his forward speech is a little bit muffled. So here we go.
Join the United States of America.
And here it is, and the end is near.
And the end is near.
There you go.
503. Oh,
sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It just sinks into the brain and burns into the brain there. 503-535-9100 is the number to call. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you want to get into Ground Zero Chat, David is in there as well. gzchat.omnisound.us. That's gzchat.omnisound.us. If you want to go to the reverse speech website, it's www.reversespeech.com. And David, where are the phone numbers they can contact to get a hold of your machines?
They can call the Oregon office, Portland, Oregon, 503-970-4922, or you could call us direct to Australia, which is 618-8382-4372. That's 618-8382-4372.
And your national number in Australia is also available for those who are listening. We got Cologne City, Germany, just checking in now. We got Radio Woolhara Freedom in Australia, 87.3 FM, just checking
in. Hey, welcome to Australia.
What's the number in Australia they can call you at?
The number in Australia is 1-800-720-029. That's 1-800, toll-free in Australia, 720-029.
Here's some more Australian radio stations. 92.3 FM in Cairns, Australia. Also, East Torrens checks in tonight at 100.6 FM. And also, Lachlanshire, Australia is checking in on 960 AM. So there are a few radio stations to check out if you're listening tonight.
Fantastic.
Once again, David John Oates is my guest, and we're very happy to have him on the program from Australia.
Listening tonight to some of the reversals. Coming up, you're going to be hearing the presidential candidates, John Kerry, to be exact, and a few others, talking. What have they got going on inside of them? And that's going to be fascinating to hear. If you have any questions, once again, the number 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. And if you want to email me, it's Clyde@ClydeLewis.com. We'll be back with more Ground Zero and my guest, David John Oates, coming up. Keep it right here.
Talk radio for guys.
I'm freaking out, man.
KOTK, Vancouver, Portland. KSLM, Salem. An intercom station. Heart-pounding, non-stop racing action. For the 21st time, the Champ Cars return to the Portland International Raceway for the Champ Car Grand Prix of Portland, June 18th through the 20th. Mark your calendar now and get ready to share the heart-pounding excitement that comes to the Pacific Northwest only once a year.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Tracy, inviting you to the Champ Car Grand Prix of Portland, Father's Day weekend, Portland International Raceway.
For tickets, call or stop by any Ticketmaster, 503-224-4400.
If you love golf, you're going to love the Skills Game. The Skills Game challenges each five-member team to use their short game play.
Speaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Max 910 in Portland, Oregon. And we're heard, we're being heard everywhere. In fact, according to Omnisound, we're maxing out their server. A lot of people joining. In fact, we got Australia joining us now. So I guess people are figuring out that David John Oates is on. And in fact, the Australian Capital Territory, the government has just tuned in. So we'd like to say hello to everybody in Canberra. Thank you. All the people in Canberra, Australia that are listening tonight. And a lot of people all over the place listening to the show. In fact, Omnisound is saying, and David, I think...
This is a testament to you. Omnisound is saying this is probably the most... we've had tuning in tonight all over the country, all over the world, and now are you getting a little nervous that the Australian government is listening to us?
Oh, I don't know, mate. All my taxes are paid, so hopefully I'll be all right. But hello to the boys in the Aussie government. I'm not on the dole. I'm a working man, and so I pay my taxes. What can I say?
Maybe they're looking into. Maybe they'll contact you. Maybe there's somebody in Australia they need to reverse, like maybe Dame Edna or somebody.
Oh dear. Oh, she'd have some amazing reversals. Actually, someone suggested the other day I should reverse Dame Edna. Anyway, who knows? Hey, listen. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh well, I found that I had sex with the Oregon Madam reversal during the break.
Oh, okay. So, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton saying I had sex with an Oregon madam, referring to the woman who went to, I think she went to Lewis and Clark, actually.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Monica Lewinsky, yeah.
So here we go.
I think it will become apparent as this case plays itself out that I did in fact do that, but I am not going to discuss that. The judge has given us strict orders not to discuss anything related to that case.
And here it is, had sex with an Oregon madam.
That's accident, not madam.
That's accident, not madam.
And he pronounces Oregon the wrong way.
Yeah, right. He pronounced it
Oregon.
Southern way.
Everybody says it that way. Oregon.
Yeah.
I go to Portland, Oregon. Well, you know who's been to Portland, Oregon a lot was, of course, John Kerry.
Uh-huh.
He and Howard Dean have been to Portland a lot. In fact, they did it 1 week they came, and then they came back like in another week, and it just seems like Kerry, he loves Portland. He just
does
wants
he really?
To, oh, he wants to get the Portland vote, there's no doubt.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and we're all pretty, you know, according to the general thinking here, we're all pretty much pro-Kerry in the state.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well, he doesn't shape up too bad in reverse, eh? Actually,
does he shape up, really?
He shapes up quite well. Yes, he does.
All okay. Right. Let's look
at some Kerry reversals. All right, here he is talking about the need for more presidential debates.
Speaking of press conferences, I know you had one this week, but President Bush has been criticized for having only three formal primetime press conferences.
Correct.
What are your own thoughts about
that? I pledge to have at least one formal press conference per month during my presidency, during the first year at least. I think it is critical to communicate to the American people. And I think, you know, if I were president...
And so he says we need more press conferences, and he simply says backward, they deserve more of it.
They deserve more of it.
They deserve more of it.
And hear that there?
They deserve more of it.
just speaks for itself, you know. He's being
very more of it.
Yep, he's being very congruent. They deserve more press conferences. All right, here he is. His reversal makes me think his campaign funds are getting low. Of course, we know that. He's had trouble with campaign finances.
You know, we've only been at this sort of in a, quote, nominee status for about 8 weeks now, and we're still growing. But I can guarantee you there's no way that I envision winning the presidency without broad-based support in all of those communities.
And he says backwards here, but I've seen the man broke. And here it is.
He's laughing in that.
He is laughing in that. I know my office manager pointed that out to me. That he was actually laughing. He finds it a little bit funny somehow. I see that he's got problems with campaign finances. Of course, George Bush has raised, what, $200 million or something currently? God, that's a nice obscene amount to pay for the presidency. And here it is, forwards and backwards.
You know, we've only been at this sort of in a, quote, nominee status.
And backwards.
That I've seen them on.
And he says, we've only been at a nominee status for 8 weeks, but I've seen the man broke. I think he's looking back at some of these struggles that he's had with campaign finances, I would imagine.
Yep.
All right, here he is talking about the need for a clean environment.
For instance, if I'm approaching energy and we're trying to discern what to do with respect to clean air or clean water, I want to bring the world's experts to the table. I want America to learn.
And he's got two reversals here. The first one says, dirt from our business.
Dirt from our business.
Dirt from our business. Dirt from our business.
And then the next one says, there's no nurse.
No nurse.
There's no nurse.
And I think what he's saying is, yeah, we at the our business is creating dirt or pollutants in the atmosphere, and there's no nurse. We're not taking any care of this. We're not looking after it. So
is that looking at it from the metaphors that you've talked about before on the program, where people speak in pictures, and so sometimes the brain or the conscious mind, subconscious mind, gives a picture like no, there's no nurse, meaning there's, could that mean that there's no one there to take care of
exactly.
the earth?
Yeah, exactly correct. We're not looking after the earth. The earth is not being nursed. It's not being cared for. So he's being very congruent. What he's saying forwards, he's concerned about this. He's saying the same thing backwards. Hey, look, you know, there's dirt from our business. We're creating all these pollutants, and we're not looking after it. So he's being being honest, congruent, and quite sincere. So here, let's play that again. Here it is, forwards.
For instance, if I'm approaching energy and we're trying to discern what to do with respect to clean air or clean water, I want to bring the world's experts to the table. I want America to learn.
And here it is.
Dirt from our business.
Dirt from our business. Dirt from our business.
And then no nurse.
No nurse.
There's no nurse. There's no nurse.
And listen, why don't I play that whole track backwards and hear those two reversals in the middle of the gibberish? There's the first one. There's no nurse. And there's the dirt from our business.
I heard a full, certainly there's no nurse.
Oh, there's, certainly there's no nurse?
All yeah, right, fully. Go through that again. Okay. I heard that in gibberish.
Yep.
I don't mean for annual cuts of the weird stone nurses.
What, right there?
Yeah, it's certainly, I think he said certainly there's no nurse.
I don't mean for annual cuts of the weird stone nurses.
Oh, yeah, I can hear certainly there. Yeah, right.
I don't mean for annual cuts of the weird stone nurses.
There we go.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, all right, what else have I got on Kerry? I got a couple more on Kerry. Where are we? Oh, here's a really noble one.
How important to you is meeting that same kind of diversity goal?
Very important, and we'll better that goal. I will have a far more diverse administration than I think any administration in history.
And he says backwards here, send him to serve with your mouth. And why I see that, he's talking about himself in the third person to the citizens out there. Send me to serve with your mouth. Let me speak on your behalf. So send him to serve with your mouth. Here's the reversal.
Send him to serve with your mouth.
Senator serve with no mouth.
And again.
Senator serve with no mouth.
You hear that one okay, Clyde?
Yeah, I hear that one fine, yeah.
Yeah, here, let's run that whole track backwards and hear that amongst the gibberish.
The sheriff sent it to the end. The sheriff sent it to serve with no mouth. The hell out. Look, there, that blue and that.
Quite clear amongst the gibberish there. Let's do that.
It is clear.
Yep.
The sheriff sent it to serve with no mouth. The hell out. Look, there, that blue
and
that.
And so that's how we find the reversal. Is literally what I'm doing is I'm just running tapes backwards, these reversals occur on a fairly regular basis, depending on the conversation, in a very casual, relaxed conversation, you can find them once every 15 seconds. In a public speech like this, you may only find them once every couple of minutes, but they're still there. And, a lot of people have a whole lot of fun with this, running tapes backwards and finding reversals. And I get people email me reversals all the time. If you find some, please email them to me. Who knows? It might make it to the air yet.
Did you see or hear any reversals from any of the other candidates besides Kerry?
Well, I've only done Kerry and Bush. They're the only two I've done so far.
The only two so far is Kerry and Bush.
Yeah.
And so, and what you found with Kerry is that he basically is a straight shooter. Is that what you're getting? He's not lying?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm finding. And now I'm not commenting on his politics. Whether you agree with his politics or not is another question altogether. But the man himself, he appears to be congruent and a straight shooter with no ulterior motives. Whereas with Bush, it's obvious from his reversals, you've got ulterior motives running everywhere. So,
mm-hmm.
But I will get more reversals on these as the year, as the months go on. I'll get some on Ralph Nader, and of course there'll obviously be a presidential debate. So we'll get some of those presidential debates up there as well.
Now, do you have any more on Bush? Or?
I've got a few.
Let's do a few of Bush before we go to the break. We'll do a few on Bush right now since the race is hot now. We've narrowed it down to Kerry and Bush.
Yep.
We need to hear more from George W. And you say that George W. Bush isn't a straight shooter, and he's has ulterior motives and all kinds of other things according to his reversals.
According to his reversals, yeah, there are higher ulterior motives. All right, so let's run. These are some of the few of the latest ones of Bush. These are reversals I found in the last couple of weeks. Here's the first one.
The people know where I stand. I mean, I, in terms of Iraq, I was very clear about what I believed.
And backwards, he says, feel the battle.
Feel the battle.
Feel the battle.
Speaks for itself, you know.
Have you heard the latest news that Bush now is feeling that everybody's his enemy? There was this memo that came down saying that Bush now, he sneers at people. He feels that if you don't do what he says, you're the enemy, and that he's always feeling like that he's battling with people and that he can't seem to get any of his things done. There was this memo that came out the other day. I was reading about it, and it just sounded like Bush is losing it, that he's just...
Oh.
He feels as though he hasn't got control of his White House anymore.
Yeah, well, there was also reports, he's getting quite religiously dogmatic, too, calling his words as edicts from God, is what I heard. So,
right.
And that does make you somewhat scary, you know. Let's look at this is an old reversal on Bush talking about God. Here we go, forwards.
One of those who fell, Corporal Jason Melillo, spoke to his parents 5 days before his death. Jason's father said he called us from the center of Baghdad, not to brag, but to tell us he loved us.
But backwards he says, may God burn us.
May God burn us.
May God burn us. May God burn us.
That's some pretty heavy judgment running there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's some scary stuff coming out of his mouth. Well, and like I said, he was having that interview and he says, history... We don't know, but we'll all be dead, because they were asking him about, Woodward was asking him about how he feels, about history and what's going to say about him. And he acted as though he shrugged it off and said, well, I don't care. We're all going to be dead anyway.
Jeez, that's a scary thing.
It is. I mean, you can look that up, David. I'm not lying.
I'm sure you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Here's another one on Bush where he's talking about handing over sovereignty to Iraq. Oops.
That's Satan. That's Satan talking about how he wants to be president, and I'm voting for him because why vote for the lesser of two evils when you can have evil in the White House?
That's, Yeah, that's certainly a strange one. Here, let me try that one again. I don't know.
That was scary, David.
Why did I open up like that?
Is that something you ate? Some of that Australian?
I was doing it again.
David!
I'm sorry. I'm not doing that on purpose. Hang
that's
on.
That's scary stuff, David.
Let's try it again.
We will not step back from
there
our pledge.
There we go.
On June 30th, Iraqi sovereignty will be placed in Iraqi hands.
And the reversal says, hear the boss.
Hear the boss.
Hear the boss. Hear the boss.
There you go. Speaks for itself. Who's going to be the boss? Hear the boss. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
Well, that's what he did. He flew around in an airplane. He says, don't panic. We are your new leaders. We're here to help. Yeah. We're going to shoot, but we're here to help.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, David John Oates is my guest tonight. We're now playing some of the candidates,
George Bush and Kerry. You heard some of Kerry's commentary, and you've been hearing some of Bush's strange commentary. And if you have any questions, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. I'd like to say hello to Kiss My Aspen. That's Aspen Pirates Central. They sent me a message. Clyde rocks. This reverse speech guy is the peach. 103.1 FM. Say hello to Aspen, Colorado, and Woodley Park. It's in Washington, D.C. at 104.5 FM. Everybody checking in tonight. We're going to blow the server, I promise. I don't know. I don't want to do that too badly. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
You're listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
Got a dish? Yup.
Mind control from the information underground. This Ground Zero.
David John Oates is with us tonight, all the way from Australia. We're playing reversals on some of your favorite candidates. Carrie Ann Bush. We played a lot of things on the Reagan funeral. We played things on Ronald Reagan. A few other things. Rick from Aloha is calling tonight. Rick, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde.
Hi.
Anyway, I had a question for you and your guest. If there's, if your guest had done any reversals on Bush talking about the situation of torture in the past week, where he got really obtuse and saying that about the law, that he was only following American law.
I missed that speech. I would love to get a hold of that.
Well, both Bush and Ashcroft have been real sketchy lately in trying to avoid answering questions about it, whether he actually did condone torture or not.
I would love to get to the bottom of that. When did they make this speech? What, a couple of days ago?
It's been this past week, hasn't it, Clyde?
They've been. In fact, the words going down about how they endorsed the torture, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They figured out that Bush answered that he was following American law. But by following American law for the past 3 years, the Justice Department has tried to figure out how the president was actually still following America. He was above the Geneva Convention, and he could order torture, as long as it didn't result in death, basically.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so.
You do have some Donald Rumsfeld you can play for Rick, don't you?
Rummy's always good.
Oh, yeah, I got a few Donald Rumsfeld. Actually, I've got some damning ones, too.
Alrighty, well, I'll ring off and listen off the air. Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
All right, thank you. All right, you got some Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, I do. I'm just actually pulling it up right now. It's in a different subdirectory. There's one on Rumsfeld that is very significant. Let me see if I can see it in this directory offhand. No, I'll have to go and find another one. Anyway, here's a couple on Rumsfeld.
In short order, the Taliban regime was driven from power. Al-Qaeda's sanctuary in Afghanistan was removed.
And this one says, Amir Jamal molested.
Amir Jamal molested.
Amir Jamal molested.
It just speaks for itself.
When was that recorded?
Oh, this was recorded about 3 or 4 months ago.
3 or 4 months ago?
Yeah. When was Amir Jamal, he was captured or something?
Amir Jamal.
Yeah, I don't know the actual story.
And he talks about molested.
Molested. Huh.
You know, I think you got something damning there with torture.
Because,
he didn't call it torture. He called it abuse. He called it molesting. He reworded it. He didn't...
Yeah. Oh, I never thought about that. Here, let's, you know what, I've just, let me go and get that reversal back up again, and we'll play it again. They've got another one to play on, a couple more to play on Rumsfeld.
You've got molested right there, and he says, I don't know if I want to call it torture, but I think I'll call it abuse, or I don't know what the term is, but now we have molested.
I never even thought about it. That is really weird.
To me, you're not molested.
To me, you're not molested.
You're right. This is a reverse. This is a reversal about abuse. Mm-hmm. What have we got forward?
In short order, the Taliban regime was driven from power. Al-Qaeda's sanctuary in Afghanistan was removed.
And here we go. To me, you're not molested.
To me, you're not molested.
To me, you're not molested. To me, you're not molested.
Here we have another one on Rumsfeld. He's talking about intelligence information about weapons of mass destruction. Here we go forward.
Third, most countries don't have the intelligence capabilities that we do, and it takes some time to get people looking at the same set of facts. To the extent people are working off different understandings of what the facts are, it's not surprising they might come to somewhat different conclusions. But
and he says here, we deal this evil on the facts. And again. Now, see, I'm interpreting that one as he's not telling the whole truth. He's twisting the facts. Mm-hmm. And this is about weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, as we know, the facts were indeed twisted. And then we have a really damning one on Colin Powell talking about weapons of mass destruction.
And I believe the possibility of a terrorist nexus between Saddam Hussein and the weapons that he had the capability of producing or might have had, and terrorist organizations that might have gotten access to those weapons, that's been broken up.
Talking about weapons of mass destruction, he says backwards, but it's a scam.
So that's a scam.
See,
I think it's pretty damning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, after what we've shown, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I love it. I love it when people say, "Well, what you're doing is you're hearing in the clouds. It's like looking in the clouds and seeing something." But you know, when you've got stuff, when we've shown, I mean, from hour one up until now, we have shown and demonstrated that there's a lot of things in this. In fact, we've shown and demonstrated, you know, that in the beginning that this stuff reflects the what's going on inside the person.
Uh-huh.
And how you've shown with the Elder Bush and how Reagan and showing how Reagan and the eulogies and all this stuff, how they seem to be congruent at the time of the funeral. And then we're working our way up to Kerry. We hear that Kerry, you know, even though he seems straightforward, he doesn't seem to be, you know, too committed to anything except, you know, becoming president, and we'll see what happens after that. Uh-huh. We hear George W. Bush. We hear these people. These have been pretty congruent of the person, what the person's feeling and thinking. And then you hear these about Rumsfeld, about molesting or molested, abused, tortured. You hear now Colin Powell saying that the weapons of mass destruction ruse, the whole thing, was a scam. You know, I don't know. You know, that just seems to me, I mean, it just, I don't know. Reverse speech is one of those things where you can say to yourself, well, it just seems circumstantially correct, circumstantially logical.
Right.
And you don't know what to think, and so people, they can just shove it off and say, oh, it's all hocus pocus, it's all silly, it's all gibberish, I don't really hear any of this stuff. They refuse to hear it because they don't want to hear their leaders or anyone that they are behind say things that would damn them from the inside out.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But, you know, look, I think, look, reverse speech has been around for 20 years now. It has proven the test of time. It's got an extremely impressive track record for the accuracy of information it has uncovered in the past. Reversals occurring once every 15 seconds, many times with direct relationship to the forward dialogue. I mean, I don't know how you can dismiss this as coincidence or overactive imagination with all that track history and evidence behind it.
Can someone actually say the same sentence and the reversal doesn't come out?
Oh, sure, yeah. Two people can say exactly the same sentence and you get the reversal on one, but not the other. See, it's got to do with the sounds of speech, not the actual words itself. And see, I could say to you, I'm talking to you, Clyde. Or I could say, I'm talking to you, Clyde. And see, I've said that whole sentence with a different tonal emphasis on it all together, and you run that backwards, and it's going to come out totally differently. So it's got to do with the exact way you pronounce the words at the time.
So phonetic machinations, the way you phonetically put together a sentence is based from deep inside of you. And so...
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
When you really think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it obviously the words or the sounds of the words are being formed inside the brain, you know, a second or two before we actually speak them. And before we actually speak them, the brain is actually subtly altering those sounds to deliver speech reversals. And, you know, it's quite, if you ever listen to the forward dialogue where the reversals occurs, very often you'll hear a slight pause or a stutter or a tonal glitch, or he might talk a little bit faster, or there's always some subtle nuance about the speech where the reversal actually occurs. So the brain, you know, with its complicated mechanisms, is creating this speech so that it's saying two things, one forwards and one backwards. Quite an amazing mental process.
That is fascinating, and to think that, you know, tonight on the program with the Rumsfeld piece, I can't stress enough that that Rumsfeld piece is very telling about how he feels about or what he thinks about the prisoners. And you know, it's interesting because if you present this, there'll be people that will deny it,
right,
and they will tell you, David, no, it's not real. This isn't real. It can't be real.
Right.
And I've seen it. I've seen it produced in a seminar with people who have been frightened about what it reveals and what you've said about them after you're listening to their reversals.
Oh, sure. Oh, well, it can be very frightening, too, to suddenly hear your shadow or your unconscious speak in words that are very clear. It's very telling. I wonder how many of your listeners have had chills down their spine tonight as they've heard some of these reversals. That's the effect that hearing reversals has on many people. And
I know my producer, Nick, says that he got chills. He's gotten chills on several occasions listening to some of these reversals. And, you know, the Rumsfeld and the Colin Powell and the George Bush reversals, they only, I guess, reinforce what a lot of people deny, and that is that they are lying, or at least for some reason, they're covering up what's really going on in Iraq,
yep,
why they're in Iraq, and what they're doing in Iraq.
I absolutely agree. Yep.
That's just fascinating. Any more on either Rumsfeld, Cheney, or anyone?
Oh, here's one on Bush I've got up. Let's look at this one. This is, he's talking about Veterans Affairs. Oh, gee, I don't know why my reversals are doing that.
Because Bush is Satan, David, and he's... No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
No, that's all right. It doesn't matter.
you're in Australia. You can say that. I can't say it here.
No, you can't say that.
In Gulag America, we can't say anything bad about our president.
Oh, you can't... Well, what's free speech supposed to be all about then, isn't it?
Hey, it doesn't exist anymore. We got to talk in reverse, David.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this plays normal speed.
This weekend at a Fort Hood hospital, I presented a Purple Heart to some of our wounded. Had the honor of thanking them on behalf of all Americans.
And so he's talking about Veterans Affairs, and backwards he says, they have no money.
I have no money.
There we go. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, it does. It does speak for itself.
Yeah, let's run that whole track backwards and hear the reversal amongst the gibberish.
Snicker, I'm a lobe if I have no money yet for neither.
You can hear that in there very clearly. Do it again.
Snicker, I'm a lobe if I have no money yet for neither.
And that's what I'm doing, just running tape backwards and finding these clear messages at constant intervals throughout the gibberish.
David John Oates is my guest tonight on Ground Zero. The number is to call 503-535-9100. That's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. What do you think of that? We just played some reversals on Cheney. We played some reversals on Bush. Played some reversals on Colin Powell. A lot of them are damning. Hearing people like Rumsfeld talking about molestation. People like Bush talking about having no money and some of his nefarious things that he's thinking about. And also the scam that is the
the weapons of mass destruction from Colin Powell. I'd like to say hello to the mayor of Winooski. Clement J. Bissonette is checked in with us from Winooski, Vermont at Winooski Community Radio, 6:30 a.m. Hello, Winooski, Vermont. David John Oates is with us tonight, and we're having a good time with him. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
My son was sentenced to 10 years.
Take this tip from the growers of Idaho Potatoes, whose potatoes make delicious French flats. Who's going to listen to that? And when they do, how are they going to feel? Well, I don't have to think about that. You do.
Ground Zero.
Zip code of this evil place is Mark B666. Mark B666. Mark B666. Mark B666. Evil place 666.
Ground Zero.
The White House deliberately tried to blur the lines between 9/11 and Saddam. The terrorists and their supporters declared war on the United States. And war is what they got. War is what they got. War is what they got. The torture chambers. And the rape rooms. Torture chambers. Rape rooms and the prison cells for innocent children and the nuclear weapons program.
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with September the 11th.
Saddam Hussein's regime is a grave and gathering danger. The White House deliberately tried to blur the lines between 9/11 and Saddam.
The light.
indicates that Iraq is reconstituting its nuclear weapons program. Saddam Hussein's regime is a grave and gathering danger. This wasn't an idea cooked up overnight.
Preemptive use of force was not justified.
Reverse speech has shown that even Colin Powell, when he said that it's all a scam, he said, you know, there you go. And David John Oates is with us here tonight, and it's all telling, isn't it, David?
Oh, yes, it's all very telling. Doesn't take much reversing to find out that we haven't been told the total truth about the whole situation in Iraq. And in point of fact, I think the administration has blatantly lied to us. And if Clinton can be impeached over lying, then I don't know why George Bush can't be impeached over lying too.
Have you ever found anything that would allude to the possibility that Bush feels as though that things are closing in on him?
No, I really haven't found that. He seems fairly confident inside of himself. I think he's probably... I'm not finding anything yet, but, you know, I will continue doing reversals. I'll go and pick up that interview he did this week, and that should be very, very telling, and we'll just gradually unravel this administration reversal by reversal.
I mean, what I may have to do is I may have to get you, I've got copies of both Bush and Kerry talking about their time in the Skull and Bones.
Oh, really? Have you?
And it may be something that you may want, I may want to reverse or and send you or something.
Well, if you could send it to me or upload it to my server, we'll communicate via email and organize that.
Now, how does one send a reversal to you if they find one? How does one get a hold of you, that kind of thing? Give us all the details on that.
All right. Well, any reversals you find, send it to my email address, and my email address is backwards, BACKWARDS, backwards at reversespeech.com. That's all in one word, backwards at reversespeech.com. If you find any reversals, send them to me. You may make it to my website or even get played on the air. You can call us in America on in our Portland office, area code 503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922. Or if you want to speak to me or the head office, which is located in Adelaide, Australia, that number is country code 61 area code 8, and the phone number is 8382-4372. That's 618, then 8382-4372. And, of course, the website is www.reversespeech.com. That's all in lowercase, reversespeech.com. We have over 6,000 reversals on the website. There's also software that you can download from the site if you want to try it out for yourself. It comes with a 7-day trial period. You can try it, see if you like it. We're actually getting a lot of rave reports back from our software. A lot of people are downloading that. We've had thousands and thousands of downloads over the last few months. So a lot of people out there doing reversing, and a lot of them are sort of sitting in the background. Come out public, guys. Come and join us and send me what you find, and let's make a bit of an impact, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Since, we have about, I'd say another 11 or 12 minutes. Yep. I was wondering if lately, if anything in your, you're constantly running reversals, constantly looking them over. Some of the newer reversals that you've come over, is there anything that's just blown you away? What is the most recent thing that's blown you away in reversals, and who gave the reversal, and what do you have?
Oh, wow, the most recent reversal that's blown me away, I don't know whether I could play it on the air.
Is it dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I can't play that one on the air. Let me see if I can have a look and, the reverse I'm thinking about, it just had me in stitches of laughter. I'll email it to you, but it's very risque, so. Let me see, where did I find it? Oh, I tell you what, here's a reversal on John Howard. Now, it's a metaphor, and you've got to understand the metaphoric significance of it, so I don't know whether your audience will fully grasp it, but I played you the reversal earlier on, Simone in the Sands. You remember me playing you that reversal?
Right, that was George Bush.
Right, referring to the war. Well, here is John Howard using the word Simone. So let's run it forwards.
It can scarcely be doubted that international terrorism is currently investing an enormous amount in trying to frustrate the objectives of the coalition.
And he says backwards, I am the Simone in it.
I am the Simone in it.
I am the Simone in it.
And again.
I am the Simone in it.
Now you have to understand, Simone has since become a metaphor for warfare. And in this case, specifically in Iraq. So it's talking about the international coalition, but I am the Simone in it. In other words, I am the warmonger. I am creating this. I'm making this happen. So
what has John Howard been, in Australia, what has John Howard been saying about the war and the war on terrorism in the United States?
Oh, well, he's fully supportive of it, obviously. He's 100% behind George Bush, not wavering one little bit. He is facing quite a stiff opposition in Australia for his position on the war. Certainly the opposition is hammering John Howard very strongly about this, but he's remaining firm. Australia's got its federal elections coming up in 3 or 4 months, so it'll be curious to see whether he's re-elected, whether he's got the support of the Australian people for his stand. I don't know. The Australian public seems to be split pretty evenly on that whole matter, from what I can determine.
So, before we go, why don't we wheel out some really fun reversals, ones that will leave people on a happy note? We have been kind of digging the dirt a bit here. Let's get out some fun ones and just kind of get a send off in a nice happy way.
Some reversals that will send us on a happy way. Okay. Well, I'm having a look through, and what can I pull out at the top of my head? Actually, well, let's go to my main reversal directory, and happy ones. Ah, well, see the kids ones are always always nice happy ones. Let me go, what can I see right at the top of my head? You know, always when you're looking for it, you can't find it.
Well, there's always two. The children, we've got the cartoons.
Look, here's one of my favorite kids' reversals. This is my daughter in the bathtub trying to pick up a cup. Back where she says, David, help me. Help. Now, That's a nice reversal.
This is where you should get your machine. This is where you should get your machine, and you should go after your children that, like, goo goo gaga and all that.
Absolutely. Here's that reversal again. Let me see if I've got a funny one easily hand with an easy reach. There's one particular one I'm thinking about. We'll see if I've got it so I can pull it up.
While we're getting we're going to get to a phone call. Hold on. Let's go to Jim in Southeast Portland. Hi, Jim. You're on Ground Zero.
Oh, hi, Clyde. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, doing well. I had a question. There was a reversal from George W. Bush earlier, Rule the Planet, Dad, and I was wondering if that could have been religious rather than a political reversal, in the sense not Dad as George Bush, the 41st president, but as God the Father.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. You could certainly see that. You could certainly see that to it. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the interpretation is up for any... I mean, the words are there. The interpretation and the intent, I think, is something that we still have not been able... I'm sure David has not been able to master, have you, David?
Oh, no, interpretation is still a really...
it doesn't depend on the context.
Yeah.
It doesn't depend on the context, what he's talking about.
Yes, it does depend on the context. And he was talking about anger, about the... World Trade Center attacks at the time. So.
Oh, okay, so it's still ambiguous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
rather,
it is right.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, Jim, thank you for calling.
Okay. I've got one left, a nice funny one. This is a private conversation. A girl's talking about going to the bank to get out money. I am so sorry, Clyde. That came up slow again. Let's do this as fast as we can. And here we go. look, I am so...
Now it's too fast.
Now it's going too fast. We'll try it one more time here. Here we go.
All right.
Oh. No, we're on the way to the bank.
Yeah.
And to go get the
kids. We're on the way to the bank. And backwards, she says, fill the day with marijuana. What's she going to the bank for? Get the money to go and buy some marijuana.
It was 4:20. You got her at 4:20. That's what happened. It happened to that. David, one more time. Give the number where people can call to get their reversal machines, the software, you name it, and your website and everything else.
All right. Portland office, 503-970-4922. Website, www.reversespeech.com. And we've got machines and software and books and tapes and training courses and anything you should want.
David, once again, it's been a fascinating show. Always with you, a fascinating show. And we'll probably bring you back again, hopefully. Maybe we'll bring you back before the election. You'll have some more election stuff, and then we'll bring you back again at the end of the year.
Fantastic.
All right, David, thank you so much for being on the program.
And remember, it's www.reversespeech.com. Tomorrow night, we're going to be open phones. But I understand, though, even though we're going to have open phones, I got a number of people that want to come on the program and talk. I mean, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. You know, Sunday's one of these days now where we're just dumping everything on top of you. So many things happening in the news. We got to talk about them. And more on that snowball intercept. More on whether or not we're heading for whatever on the 20th. As David talked about and I talked about, an asteroid or a meteor, bolide meteor, hit New Zealand a couple days ago. And we had the one a week ago in Washington. So these things are coming out of the sky. What are we heading towards? Something to think about. And also, not the end of the world, but perhaps a global meltdown. We're looking at governmental meltdowns. With the resignation of George Tenet and several other people who may jump ship. The rats are jumping before the end. Who knows what will happen, but we'll find out tomorrow at Ground Zero. Good night. You're listening to...
Hey, hi.
Hey.